This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Welcome to the North! Properly in the North, none of this Wimbledon rubbish, London Town stuff. So we're going properly North today, over to Barrow. Very long trip for anybody who's trying to get to Barrow. Even for me, who lives up in the North, it's still a hell of a long way away. So the poor souls who are coming up from Newport, goodness only knows what that time they set off on the bus. But yeah, looking forward to it. I've seen us win our last two away games that I've been at. Can this be a hat-trick of away wins? And if it is, with Barrow sat in sixth place, it's going to be tricky, but if we can squeak something today, wow, do we start mentioning P words like playoffs? Who knows? Nobody thought we'd be doing that at the start of the season, did they? So, yeah, really looking forward to it. I'm not sure what the team's going to be, though, because I think we could be looking a bit light at the back, which is a bit of a worry. With obviously Baker, Countryfile on duty within the 21s and the injury issues we got there. So I don't know who we're going to play or if we're going to have a change of formation or who knows. So I'm looking forward to seeing what that's going to be. Maybe there's going to be a Coco master plan to be put in place. But yeah, looking forward to it. And I guess also for me, I've had some good times at Barrow. Last year, cracking, bit of a dull game, but oral limbs at the end with the Mickey scoring a last minute header in injury time, which was great. And also, I won't talk about it again, but my dad's from Barrow, and I did a bit of a piece last year. So if you've not listened to it or you're new to the pod, we'll stick it in the show notes, hopefully. So episode 118 from last season, talk a bit about Barrow and its history and relevance to me and my dad. And it's one of my favourite things I've done on the pod, actually. So if you've got a few minutes and you can give that one a listen, or the first 10 minutes of that, that'd be great as well. Right, I was gonna let a lovely train ride over to Barrow. However, and I'd look at the trains, £125 return was one of the ones I was gonna catch. I was like, "What? You're absolutely having a tin bath there." So, I'm not letting the train take the strain. I'm gonna fire up the old jalopy, pray to the motorway gods on the M62, and trundle my way over the Pennines. So, I'm gonna do that now. Give myself plenty of time. Leeds is looking bright but blustery, so who knows what it'll be like over on the coast. So yeah, but looking forward to it. So we're gonna trundle over, get some good tunes going, take it steady away, and we'll see you over in Barrow. So we've arrived in Barrow. That was a long journey. It is a long way from anywhere, isn't it? I've done it a few times, but I always forget how far away it is. Even when you turn off the M6, you think, oh, we're almost there. No, keep driving until you're almost an island, basically. Yeah, I've had every possible weather condition bar snow on the way over. It's been fairly eventful. And over here now in Barrow, it is grey. swirly wind, it's squally rain, it's not great conditions to be honest. But I've parked up, going to head up to the ground now, try and get a ticket because I ain't got one. So I'll get that sorted. Right, let's get up there. So we're in the ground. I tell you what, they've been building since last season. They built things. I'm going to try and describe this ground. It is a sort of a bit of a hodgepodge, this ground. You know, it's obviously they've come up from non-leagues not that long ago, and you know, it is a non-league ground really that they're sort of adding bits to. So, you know, it's not a soulless bowl. It's got a little bit of charm and it's got a little bit of quirk to it. But it's also a little bit odd. So we've got the home end, and there are little bits here that remind me a little bit of Somerton. You've got to imagine it quite well. But like the Cromwell end used to be, we've got a covered terrace, but they split it. So it's three quarters home and like a quarter away. But I don't think they'll do that now because they've built this other little thing that I'm going to talk to us about. So yeah, we've got a covered terrace down the one end. Down the other end, we've got a load of porter cabins, which, as I know from last year, it's actually their supporters bar, which is actually quite nice, and the offices. But there's no, and then there's like a very, very, very small row of seats. Then over the far side, it's terrace all the way along. Again, three quarters of it is like, three quarters of it undercover, and two quarters of it are open. So I think everyone's going to be looking for cover today. And then on this side, again, a bit like Somerton, there's a grandstand. This is the main grandstand, which only covers like a third of the pitch, like the middle third of the pitch. And then what they've done since last season is either side of that. So if you imagine the Somerton, where there used to be a covered terrace on one side and then the popular bank on the other side, they basically built two temporary stands. And we are now housed in one of those. It's an interesting structure because it's a temporary stand with a cover on it, except there's a massive great gap halfway through. So if it starts raining, which it has been doing, we're going to get wet. And looking around me, every seat looks wet, so I don't really know what the cover is doing. I suspect it's because when the rain comes here, it comes horizontal. So it doesn't really matter whether you've got a roof or not, because it's just going to come in from the sides. So yeah, it's an interesting ground. I've had me kebab pie. I went for steak. He said, the guy said, good choice. I'll give it 5 out of 10. It was all right, nothing to write home about, but it was okay. But the good thing was, I've ordered a Bovril, because it is Bovril weather. I tell you what, you can tell it's Bovril weather, because Pipey, not only has he still just got his t-shirt on, he's put a bobble hat on. That's how cold it is. Pipey's got a bobble hat on. I got me Bovril, and he said to me, would you like some pepper with that? So he's either been listening to the pod, or they know how to do the Bovril up here. Right, I got in here thinking, right, it's not going to be many here, I doubt it will be, but Ollie's here, he's made the long trip up. Oh, what time you set off?
7:30 this morning, 6 hours on a coach, 40 minute stop in the middle. It's not been great, but do either the north.
It's a long way, isn't it?
Very long way.
Right, well, I was thinking, I mentioned it on the way over, who are we going to play today? Because, like, teams are in, and I'm still not 100% certain how this is going to line up, but we've got Townsend in goal. We've got, I'm going to say, Lewis and Payne as the wing backs. And then we've got Bennett, Jameson and Bright. Now, are they going to play Bright as the right-sided centre-back in the three? Or is he going to play as the wing-back and maybe they move Payne in? Not sure yet. And then we've got Digger, Morris and Charlesley. And then a little bit of a shuffle up front away from Wimbledon last week. We've got Seb's back in. So it's Seb and Evans. Then on the bench, Maxted, Zanzala, Waite, Rye, Jeffcott, Bonswell and Sanka. So a little bit of shuffle from Wimbledon last week. And talking about that, where's all the people from Wimbledon here? Do you know what I mean? Anyone would think, like, London town, what's that got to offer over Barrow? Can't believe it. Where are they all?
Oh, they're all back home. They don't know the joys of the north, do they? They've not been converted.
Exactly. So, Oles, what are we thinking of that lineup, and what do we think is going to happen today? Because it's going to be a pretty tough game, I think. I mean, they're sixth. It's blustery conditions. The Seagulls are struggling to actually fly up the pitch that they've been blown backwards. That gives you some indication of what it's like. However, I think if we can hold them early, or if we can get one, I think they're going to get a bit jittery. But I think if they score first, we could have a long day. What are you thinking?
Yeah, it feels very much the same as last weekend with Wimbledon away, where you come here, you know where they are in the table, they're up in the playoffs, and recent form hasn't been the best. So if we can strike them on the front foot a little bit early, sort of throw the cat amongst the pigeons, or poorly guided seagulls, I guess, up here, you could probably shake them up a little bit and maybe get something out of this. So, I mean, from recent results, we know we can defend well and we can definitely score, so there's nothing to say we can't pick up a win.
So, nothing to say we can't pick up a win. What did you go on the bus, and are you sticking with it?
I've gone 2-0 to the County, I've gone Evans and Payne, and I think I'm going to stick to it. I'm feeling confident, woke up this morning, turned off multiple alarms and thought, do you know what? We're going to get 3 points today, and I'm sticking with it. 2-0 County.
Love that. Now, if we win today, this will be my third away win on the bounce. I'm sure that's happened before in my long, long, long time of watching this, but I can't remember when. So, yeah. I'm also going to... Well, yeah, I've got to be positive. Aren't you? If you're going to schlep the barrow, you might as well be positive. I've got to go 3-1 to us. I'm going to go 3-1. I was going to go 2-1, but I'm going to go 3-1. I think we're going to score the third late on. Again, I'm going to go. I keep thinking Jeffcott's going to get one at some point, so he's going to get the third late on. And I think Seb is going to score one, and then I'm going to go, I don't know, maybe Jameson again from a corner. Yeah, 3-1. I'm going right. They're out there warming up. It looks like they're going to be playing in their weird, like, off grey kit, which I'm not a wild fan of. But hey ho, Ollie hasn't picked that one. He's coming. He's white again. But we're not going to see it because he's going to be wrapped up, because at the moment it is cold. I'm going to have to put this down and warm my hands on my bovril. So one notable thing about today, no matter what happens in the score, we got to wish Nick Johns, the photographer, happy birthday. I've just found out it's her birthday. I've just said a quick hello to her. Wished her all the best. She's everything that's great about the club, isn't she, and the volunteers who work for it. So yeah, happy birthday, Nick, from everyone on the pod. All the best. I don't know if she's going to get a photograph of the floodlights. Well, let's have a look at Floodlight Watch. Me and Ollie got a different view on these. I'm saying they are poor beyond belief. So they're just the standard, like, municipal, like, one sort of, you know, one pole. They've got a few lights on the top, not even in a proper array. And then halfway up them, they've got another two. So for me, that breaks up the aesthetic, even though there isn't much aesthetic here. But Ol was saying he quite likes the ones halfway up.
Yeah, I think it's unique. You don't often see a sort of possibly two-tiered floodlight system. I don't know what the benefit is, whether it is to stand out and be unique, or whether if they've only got a small section of fantic and turn the bottom ones on and it's more economic, who knows? But yeah, unique, but maybe not aesthetically pleasing.
Can't say fairer than that. I'm going, well, at least they've got a few of them, so they're slightly better. I'm going 3 out of 10 again, and they're pretty poor for me. And, you know, for the doyens of Floodlight Watch, in a few weeks' time we'll be at Grimsby, and they're the prince of floodlights. We'll have a thing about them, but yeah, nothing great about these ones. So we've got the new look defence warming up in front of us, and as we were possibly suspecting, it looks to me like Bright is going to be on the right side of the centre back, Payne outside him. So we're definitely going to need the Benner Bauer to be on top form today, I think, to keep Harrison Bright, you know, positionally it's sound and intact. I think this is a big, big test today for this back line. You know, it's we certainly can't afford to get an injury here. We're down to our bare bones. Now on the drive on the way over, you go through Ulverston, which of course is famous for being the birthplace of Stan Laurel from Laurel and Hardy fame. So I'm hoping that defence is not going to be a bit slapstick. Come on, feel the noise, blasts out of the PA. But before we make a bit of noise, just looking at the barrow lineup, and of course there's one Dom Telford playing for them. I don't know who he is, never heard of him. But yeah, that's going to be interesting. Let's keep him quiet with our new look back lineup. And James Chester, the Welsh international, ex-Welsh national, he's playing as well. So I don't know too many others, but yeah, gotta keep Telford quiet, haven't we? Definitely. So teams are out, it's blustery. Yeah, we're in the off grey.
And I think this is a real test here. You've got to stand up. These are not great conditions. Looks like we're going to be playing into the wind, I think, first half, by the look of this. We should be playing, as I've always said, in amber and black. But the ref's in amber and black, so maybe why we can't. To be fair, there's a good following up here, because it's a hell of a long way. But, yeah, there's a decent following. Quick word on the pitch. Fairly sparse in places. Looks pretty bobbly. And just the first chance that Barrow had to play the ball then. Ball bobbled up onto their defender, who then had to just basically hacked it out. So I think the pitch could play a part today. Right, we're sort of 15 minutes, 12, 13, 14 minutes in. Pick a number, any number. Slightly shaky start. I've said it at the start, but the conditions are definitely going to play a part here. We're playing into a blustery wind, so we're struggling to get the ball clear. The pitch is both bobbly and greasy, so playing any sort of football is pretty tricky. Obviously, Barrow can just put the ball forward into the, you know, they've got the wind, so they can just put it forward. So if we can hold them this half, it should look good for a second half, but it's a scrappy game, to be fair. No one's really got a hold of it. It's going to be a battle. I am slightly concerned about the Harrison Bright Payne right hand side of things. You know, Welding's coming back trying to help Payne. You know, Benno's trying to help Harrison Bright, but they're going to have to really work hard. Shirley Viewall.
I think, as you mentioned, the conditions are making this a scrappy game. I think the quality or lack thereof from both teams really is going to make this hard. There's been a fair few misplaced passes, you know, sloppy when it comes to winning second balls. It's not really been a top quality League Two game, and neither side really looks like a team who are in the hunt for a playoff play. So it will be interesting. We are only about 15 minutes in, so you know, there is time for either team to grow into this game, but it is going to be pretty scrappy. I can't see it being a goal fest like Morgan was. Narrow win, if anything, I reckon.
Yeah, I think that's it. And you could see a slip up as well. A mistake could be the difference here. Yeah, one down for straight in. We had a good bit of pressure up the other end a minute ago. A few corners. And that was just a bit of ball just bobbling about, really. And they managed to lay it out to a guy who was unmarked, you know, behind Scouse Lewis. And he's just tucked it away. So, like, just something out of nothing, really. One down. We've got it all to do here, because, as I mentioned already, playing into this wind is going to be tough. Got to keep it at one now. Almost right back into it there. Nice ball over the top. Held up in the wind. Digger was onto it. Their keeper was coming out and he wasn't going to make it. Digger's chipped in, but he's put it over the bar. Oh, that was a chance, that.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Half time. The Seagulls have enjoyed that, but they're the only things that have. It is a dull, scrappy game from my point of view. You wonder why you left the house. We're one down. The only positive, really, in that half is that we didn't concede more. and we've got the win. If the wind doesn't change, we've got the win second half, because we were struggling to, like, Townsend was struggling to get over the halfway line. So there's literally nothing to say about that. Ollie?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a game that we're going to remember at the end of the season. I'd be shocked if it's a game we remember tomorrow morning, to be honest. Not much has happened, barring the goal. You know, plenty of circles about. They've had a pretty decent performance, probably better than any player on the pitch, mostly. So they've done well, but yeah, we might have the advantage of the wind. I think we said a few times... No, look, it'll be wind in the opposite way, but another 45 minutes to go.
Yeah, hopefully we can take advantage of the conditions and get back into it. And, 1-1, you'd take 1-1 now, would you all?
I'd take 1-0 at the moment, but yeah, 1-1.
Brilliant, right. Could be a double Bovril day, I think. Well, it's a double Bovril day, definitely. And an interesting start of the second half in that Max did come on. Townsend did take a bit of a knock in that first half, and maybe that's he saw at the half, and maybe he felt he couldn't carry on. So Max still on, so we've got very makeshift back four now, or back five. But we started the second half well. We had a decent half chance there. Ball, Scouts got the ball across. Will got in front of his man, as he often does. Couldn't get a good connection, and it was an easy save for the keeper. But incredibly, it's still very cold, but the sun has broken out. So, can we get into this game? Still an incredibly scrappy game, but I guess with the wind, the scrappiness is down at our half. And again, a very bobbly ball bouncing around there. Chelsea got a whack to it. He thought it was top corner, but it's just hit the stanchion behind a goal. So unlucky, but. That's the sort of thing that's going to happen, I think. You know, if the bubble goes for you, we could be in. Should have been 2-0 the Barrow. Calamitous errors at the back there. And the ball was squared across with just a little bit too much pace on it. And really, all he had to do was get it in on the far post. But I'm not sure who it was. Slid back and blocked it out for a corner. But we were very lucky there. What a save from the Barrow keeper there. Cut him open for really the first time properly. Charles, he was in on the left. He squared a beautiful ball back for Seb, who hit it first time. It was going in the top corner. The keeper's made a brilliant save. Here we go. Oh, ball in from Lewis, right between the defence and the keeper. Just crying out for someone to get a foot on that. No one did. First sub, and Seb's gone off, and Ozzie Zanzala's on. So let's see if that can do anything. On the bench, he's not on yet, but on the bench for Barrow, Sam Foley still going. So Jep got on for Payne. So we're thinking we're going 4-3-3. Harrison Bright at right back. Yeah, looks like 4-3-3. Well, Sam Foley's on. Incredible, he's still going, and he's come on for Telford, who's done absolutely nothing. 4 minutes plus injury time. It's probably going to be, it's going to be one bobble or one, possibly one chance. Can it fall for us? Can we get like a Mickey last year, 93rd minute equaliser in this case? And the last throw of the dice is a very small one as Waite comes on, replacing Charles Lee. So as the game peters out, Ollie, it's been pretty dull, hasn't it? That's been worth a long trip, haven't it?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, you know, this is what we travel week in, week out for, isn't it? Travel 5 hours on the coach, sit in the freezing cold, at times rain, have a hot chocolate that's mostly water with a minimal amount of chocolate, to watch a 1-0 loss.
Ollie, it sums up life of a Newport County fan perfectly there.
As a friend of the pod, Stu, would say, this is all character building.
Yeah, it's all character building. I think this is going to peter out here. It's been dull. And that brilliantly sums up this game. We're in the 93rd minute. I think Britain's played a nice ball over the top, and down outpacing them all down the outside is Zanzala, and he's through. He's just got to get it under control, and he's either going to get a shot away or he could square it, and his player's running in with a real chance. Instead, he manages to sort of fall over the ball and knock it out for a goal kick. Well, that's it. It's all over. 1-0 defeat. To be honest with you, neither side deserved to win that game, I don't think. It was a poor, scrappy game in tricky conditions on a difficult pitch. Right, well, you know, that's how it goes, isn't it? Win some, you lose some. I'll see you see you in another Northern town at some point. Stay safe, everyone.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.